WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In just a few hours, President-elect Donald Trump will take the oath of office for a second time.
Inauguration Day begins with the service at St. John's Church, followed by tea at the White House. The president-elect will then head to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to be sworn in at noon and make a speech, which you can now watch from Capitol One Arena. The presidential parade will also take place there, and the newly sworn-in President Trump says he'll make an appearance to wave to his supporters. Afterwards, Trump will head back to the White House for an Oval Office signing ceremony, and then in the evening he'll attend three inaugural balls. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
After he's president, Trump is expected to sign dozens of executive actions.
Audiences across the nation cheered as President-elect Trump promised to act on day one to secure the nation's borders.
I got elected because of the border the first time, and I think I got elected largely because of the border the third time.
Immigration expert Mark Jones says there's a message for those here illegally.
Trump's trying to give them a little bit of a nudge saying, if you stay here, you run the risk of being deported and losing everything.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
At a pre-inauguration rally, Trump took credit for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas.
Perhaps most beautiful of all, this week we achieved an epic ceasefire agreement as a first step toward lasting peace in the Middle East. And this agreement could only have happened as a result of our historic victory in November.
Three Israeli hostages have been released, as well as dozens of Palestinians detained by Israel. It is a familiar sound across the Northeast. Plows have been clearing roads as snow falls and temperatures plunge. Parts of West Virginia have gotten more than a foot of snow. Ohio State and Notre Dame meet in the national title game Monday. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
And Fighting Irish head coach Marcus Freeman says a team-first mentality got them to this point.
It takes 120 guys saying, "No, who cares how many plays I get? Who cares what type of individual praise I get? It's all for Notre Dame."
Also on the mind of Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day.
There's some guys on his team today that I believe will become legends in Ohio State history.
It's been a decade since Ohio State last won a national title. Notre Dame hasn't won one since 1988.
The draft lyrics to Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man went for $508,000 at a weekend auction.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
The typewritten lyrics, which covered three drafts of the 1965 song, were written on two sheets of yellow paper.
Hey,
this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Our local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin across the Civic Media radio network. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. We got a great hour of local music for you. Let's kick things off right now with a double dip of Mr. Eddie Berth. It's Moral, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
This is a song about my best friend. She's white, black, brown, long, and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from Alabama, where kin hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter. Yeah.
Here we go.
To a squirrel, she's just a star. She's the best
last goddamn tree and wild cocoon now ever bred in the USA. She's proud to be a Midwest girl with her nose to the ground and a worry in the world, and I think she even likes the snow now. Try and take a bone and she'll growl like a brat. She ain't nothing more than a neighborhood cat or being mistaken. Crater walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Run around a howling and a ruin. And she goes just like this, she goes. Much more than she'll ever know. I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Right now she could bathe for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade?
Bye. the guide to be safe. Now I don't know what it's like to march towards the light, but I bet you I'm sure to have faith.
Sync on Civic Media, We Are Local Music, a double dip of Eddie Berth. That's his latest release there. Smoke From Your Gun, Moral before that. You can see Eddie Berth perform live at Beer Rock here in Madison on Saturday, January 25th. And here's what you do. You get there a little early. I think show starts at 8 o'clock. Get there about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Have dinner at Beer Rock. Get a nice Beer Rock pasty with a nice cold glass of beer, then watch Eddie Berth rock out the evening. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker still off at home recovering. Hoping to hear from him sometime very soon. We got a good show for you still tonight. Coming up this hour, Isaiah and the New People. They're going to join me. We're going to have a chat with Isaiah. We're going to learn about the band and play a couple songs from them. Next hour, Terry Barr has a chat with jazz musician great Janet Plant. She's from the Fox Valley area here in Wisconsin, too. And she's played jazz all over the world. It's a great conversation. Terry Barr with Janet Plant coming up after 8 o'clock. And then after 8:30 tonight, we put together a little countdown for you. The top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year. I did some file maintenance, library maintenance over the weekend. I'm like, wow, this list of most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year is mighty. And we'll play it all for you coming up after 8:30. Rob Roberts will have the number one song for you just before midnight. In the meantime, I got a brand new track from Them Cooley Boys. I'm going to play that here in just a couple of minutes. Plus music from Corey Matthew Hart and Rain Stern. I want to tell you about a show at a great little venue in Green Bay called At the Tracks. This show is happening next Saturday, January 25th, with Sherry Lane, Hang 10, Gold Label, and this band right here. They're called Traveling Suitcase. This is their song, Black Cadillac Hearse. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Look at us, this is ridiculous. The music is lying, are we even trying? Every time we enter the room, are we leaving the flowers in bloom? Try.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Corey Matthew Hart and Extinguish. You can see Corey Matthew Hart perform live with the Lower Fifth on Friday, January 24th here in Madison at the Red Rooster. I'm Jimmy Kay, original local music from Wisconsin. We got a brand new track for you right now, just released a couple of days ago from Them Cooley Boys out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Now you can see Them Cooley Boys play Friday, January 24th at the Whitewater Music Hall up in Wausau, Wisconsin. They're also going to be over in Appleton on February 7th at the Appleton Music Factory. The brand new album Crystallas drops Friday, February 28th. Follow the Vim Coolie Boys on the socials. Here's their brand new song, I Am Not Sad.
I am not sad anymore, at least not today. See, the chemicals have all aligned and the sun is out to stay. Gonna hold my hands, I smile. Gonna kiss you on your face. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. I am not sad anymore, at least not tonight. See, I found all of my fears in the ties I try to fight. So in one hand forms a fist, hope the other shines a light. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. Sadness, the anger and the pain. But there's a debt between us I can't pay. I can't pay. Sad anymore, at least not today. See, my friends are all around me in the band's gonna play. Gonna dance with one hand waving free in another.
Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
There's a story there that's full of color. There's a every places out there made by brothers, cause we have really a touch the world.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Rain Stern, welcome home. She's one of the musicians that moved to L.A. from Madison. Of course, she's probably dealing with the fallout from the fires out in L.A. What a horrible situation that is, for sure. Hopefully, Rain is doing well. Hopefully, you're doing well on this Saturday night. Thanks for tuning in and enjoying the local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Tim Crone Photography. The e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory, and a piece of art. Weddings, bands, motorcycles, and so much more. You can meet Tim Crone at timcronephotos.com. That's Tim Crone, K-R-O-N, photos.com. Max Inc. Radio, also sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Hey, stick around. Isaiah and the New People, they're coming up next. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at MoveToMadison.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Isaiah and the New People in Lahaina. You know, Luke Mathers from Civic Media forwarded me an email with two songs in it from Isaiah and the New People. And I'm so thankful that Luke sent me that email because the music is fantastic. And I get to welcome Isaiah from Isaiah and the New People to Civic Media and to Max Inc. Radio. Good evening, Isaiah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
It's great to have you on the phone. Congratulations on the success you've had so far. And I love the music. Tell me about the song we just heard, Lahaina.
So Lahaina is written about the Maui fires. And it just kind of walks through the series of events, but it doesn't really say, you know, it's not like a necessarily like one way or another way or of the view. It just kind of is like something happened here. And I think we're all kind of at a point, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, I think we're all kind of at a point where we're like, we just kind of want to know what the truth is. Mm-hmm. We just I don't think anybody feels like they're getting it. So that's kind of the gist of the song.
Were you personally impacted by that natural disaster?
I wasn't, but my cousin was actually out there the day before, and she flew out the day before because her husband's aunt or husband's grandma lived house burned down. So they were actually there. So I was like, oh wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, and especially with the current news, with what's happening in LA right now, that had to have been, it's just crazy, and I feel for those people going through that stuff. Isaiah, let's talk about you and your background and your music, how you jumped into music. You really didn't get started playing in music until your late 20s, and that was kind of by accident. Explain that.
Yeah, well, so I was, like, really into, like, real estate and stuff and, like, entrepreneurship, and, like, that's what I wanted to do because I went to school in Madison, and after that, I was like, that was kind of my focus, and I just really dug deep into business and all that. But then it just didn't work out like I thought, and I was taking vocal lessons prior to this, and just kind of everything just kind of fell into place where it's like, this feels like the right path for me versus the other route.
Yeah, you went to school here in Madison. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Kimberly, up in the Appleton area.
Okay. And the band is based out of Appleton, correct?
Yep.
Nice. The Fox Valley, there's a strong music scene up there. It has to be pretty fun to be part of that community.
It is. It's really interesting because I grew up here, but I grew up playing sports. So I wasn't in the art or the theater or the music. You know, I never did choir or band or any of that stuff. But it's interesting because assimilating myself into a different culture, I didn't realize like how different some of the things are. It's different etiquette and just different ways of like just carrying yourself in a sense. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but it's been pretty interesting.
You know, growing up, did you ever think about being in a band? Were there any type of influences that eventually when you started the band, you look back, oh, hey, that makes sense?
No, there wasn't even a thought that ever crossed my mind about being a musician at all. I mean, other than like going to a concert and just being like, man, that'd be amazing to be able to play that instrument like that person. Like, and then, you know, it just seems like a pipe dream. It just never seemed like something that was, I didn't even give it a thought. You know, So no, not at all.
So fast forward to when the thought did come along, and tell us how Isaiah and the New People came along.
Well, so the actual like thought, like when I like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. It was actually kind of funny. I was working on this song and it was from like a musical, and said I had to like surrender to the music of the night. And in that moment, I'm like, I'm going to surrender. Was that the Phantom of the Opera?
Maybe.
No, I don't, can't really remember.
We'll have to ask the AI thing. Guy here over here.
Yeah. But anyways, so the New People has just been really random. I was doing a project with a guy friend of mine called Salmon Run. That was kind of fading out. And then I met Rick. And then somebody suggested, you know, talk to Alec. And then I met Duffy just at a gig. He was just there. It was kind of, I got booked last minute. He just happened to be there as a spectator. And we chatted a little bit afterwards. And then we needed somebody to play with us for a gig coming up. And it's been just an awesome fit.
Isaiah from Isaiah and the New People with me here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. If you want to throw a text, you could do that. 844-967-2789. Call or text, actually, through the Civic Media app. Isaiah, what's the band working on right now? What are you working on some new music? Some new videos, maybe?
Yeah, we have a gig coming up in March at Three Sheeps Brewery in Sheboygan. So we're getting ready for that. We just kind of formed this fall, and so it's kind of like we're writing and workshopping songs right now, but we are going to be filming a concept video coming up in the next couple months here. That's our next content release.
What's the concept that you're working with?
I'm not too sure. We're kind of just like, we just released these last two songs, and now we're kind of like, all right, what's the next move? So we're just beginning the brainstorming stage. I reached out to somebody first time, like hiring somebody to do a music video. So I'm really excited about this whole process. It's just like a brand new thing to me, and I'm pretty excited to see it all like work together.
Good luck with the new album. When you do have the new music to share with the people, send it our way. We'd be happy to get that music on the air. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. You got that show in Sheboygan. Tell me about the details on that again.
So Sheboygan, March 28th, we're playing from 7 to 9. And there's also going to be a bus going from the Timber Taps in Kimberly. There'll be a bus. And you can ride along if you want to take a ride to Sheboygan.
The party bus.
Yep.
There has to be a fun story from the party bus.
Well, it's kind of funny because, like I was saying, I grew up playing sports and stuff, so we would always go tailgating, for games, and it's kind of funny, but maybe that's what the live music scene needs is tailgating. Maybe more people will start showing up to shows if there's tailgating.
Dude, you can go to a live show, cook some bratwurst on the Weber, and then head inside, have a couple beers, and watch live music. I love it.
Yeah, right.
How cool is that? Isaiah, people want to connect with you and the band. How do we do that?
You can check out our website, isaiahthenewpeople.com. And also, I run this project in Little Chute called the Cedars Project. And there's contact information on there, and there's schedules and gigs and all that kind of stuff.
Fantastic. We're about to play your song. You can find the song. There's a video for the song up on YouTube. Did You Run? Tell me about Did You Run.
Did You Run was a song I wrote really, really long time ago. I was just starting to play music, and it was something that came out. It was really dark days. But it's just kind of it's about having faith in like the divine and just trusting your path and trusting yourself. And that's, did you run from your fears or did you take it head on? It's kind of where it comes from for me, but obviously anybody can relate to it any way they want.
Definitely a good message. Isaiah, I appreciate your time tonight. Let's check it out right now. Isaiah and the New People, Did You Run? Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Down in the rain again.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Isaiah and the new people. Did you run? Hey, thanks to Isaiah for joining us tonight. And check it out, Isaiah and the new people. Cool band. Hey, coming up, we got the double dip of the Millbillies. We got Terry Barr talking with Janet Plant. And we got the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year. That's just around the corner. So much excitement. Rob is going to have that number one song just before midnight. And don't forget, if you are tuning in late, you got to get the podcast. Just check out the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. How about the Know-It-All Boyfriends? Ramp it up on Max Inc. Radio.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. be us with the world. We were so
if it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In about 10 hours from now, Donald Trump will take the oath of office for a second time.
It is a new day in America.
Republican strategist Leslie Sanchez says Donald Trump's return comes during an interesting time in American politics.
This is the perfect trifecta, meaning control of the White House. He has the two chambers of Congress, and he can really move forward with a lot of campaign promises that he made.
Sanchez says he must make good on those campaign promises within the first 100 days, starting with this.
Sharp focus on the economy and getting the federal bureaucracy to start working for voters, for Americans.
Trump also promised to take swift action on issues including immigration and border security. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
And in fact, we have learned he plans to sign about 200 executive actions later today, including immigration. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has that.
There's a few things we know.